They met online.
They met where?
They met how?
They met online.
Hey there. Well, how are you? I'm fine. Would you like to go out tonight? We can grab a bite. Go to the lounge. Follow you. They met where?
They met how?
They met online. They met where?
They met how?
They met online.
And then what happened?
My date met me at the gym after my Sensasal dance fitness class. Mm. We went to Safeway and talked for hours. Had a whirlwind love affair. Broke up. Wrote a book, traveled the country talking about online dating, now co-host a radio show. Whoa, that's a true story.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
That one's a true story. Okay. Mm. Welcome to They Met Online.
And then that happened.
Yeah, that's what happened. This is the show where we give what?
Good TMI.
We're talking about what people are thinking about. Thanks for joining us. I am Michelle Talbert, known as Black Love Rules on Twitter.
And I'm Ricardo Kingsbury, known as Ricardo
Kingsbury. We're going to stop with the. He's Ricardo Kingsbury on Facebook. If you'd like to talk to him on Twitter, you can hit him on Twitter, and he logs in every month or so.
But hit me on Facebook.
Every blue moon.
But if you're on Twitter, he's Ricardo K777. Ricardo Kingsbury with a U on Facebook.
I am Belle, geeky black girl with a U, not an I. On Twitter.
How y'all doing?
Yeah.
It need to be Belle with the pretty smile.
Aww. Oh God, not tonight. Anyway, okay, so welcome to the show. This is the show where we talk about lots of different things. And we started off our career, Ricardo and I, doing the online dating thing. We started our relationship online, and then when that didn't work out, we realized that we had some experience between us, almost 20 years of experience on online dating, back from the chat rooms and AOL. And
not to tell our age, but you know.
Pretty much, and he's older than me. But anyway,
we're gonna start that today.
Yes, every
let's
day.
Let's keep it moving.
Anyway, on that note, but you know, the AOL chat rooms and Black Planet, and you know, just all the different ways that people communicated online. Shoot, I actually met my second husband over the phone. He picked up the phone. I was on the phone with somebody else, and he picked it up while he was doing CQ duty down at Fort Belvoir in Virginia. So it's amazing how technology has made its way into our relationships. So tonight we are talking about that. But before we get to that, we're going to give you a little don't do what we did dating tip of the week.
Tip of the week.
And when we say this, that means do not do what we did.
Like really.
Don't do it.
Like really.
Because it won't work. There's no coming back from
So there's a lot of, furor right now about the revenge porn. So apparently there are people who have exchanged pictures and other things between them that then after the breakup is basically called evidence. Mm-hmm. And they are putting it out on social media and in other places to embarrass the ex.
But see, I don't get that, because I'm like, you liked it when you guys were together, so now you're putting it out there to embarrass them?
Embarrass. It's usually
men doing it to women.
Yeah,
okay, mainly. I got you.
Because if somebody puts your penis out there, you're like, go ahead, baby. That's free advertising.
You're going to do a whole lot for me.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah,
so,
they know it's very
maybe
painful.
Not.
So the way the laws work right now is that really there's no protection for doing that, because it's generally done with your knowledge, and it is done with your participation. So therefore, it's not illegal for them to have it. And if the person is over 18, then you don't have a child pornography issue.
Right.
So for us, we thought about that, and we thought we would talk to you about sexting. We have talked about it in the past. I remember when Rachel D'Alto was on the show when we did the flirting show, we talked about, you know, she does not believe in sexting, and you don't send your private parts by a text.
Hmm.
Now, some of us who may be looking around the room like they don't want to say anything into the microphone right now.
Not me.
That's not Ricardo. Some of us may not participate. Some of us may participate in sexting. Mm-hmm. But there is a way to do it if you choose to do so.
Well, and the first thing would be what? Hide
your face. I have to say that although it probably, you know, you look at Playboy, those number one, let's say those women are getting paid to do this.
Right,
but even in a situation where you believe it is your partner for life and that they would never in any way, shape or form put your personal pictures that you shared in a private moment with them out in the public eye, people lose their phones every day.
Oh,
I actually lost my phone in a club here in D.C. called the Park a couple of years ago.
Damn,
and
did I find that phone?
You ain't find this one, brother. Yeah, yeah. You'd have dropped it real quick, fast, in a hurry based on the pictures that I had on there. They weren't pictures of me.
I don't even want to see that shit.
Wow.
So the point is, but I was freaking out. My sister and my boy Wise Ass, he would know that, you know, I was freaking out that night because I hadn't downloaded them to my computer yet.
What?
So anyway, but so even if you trust that person.
Mm-hmm. I have a story about the finding the phone.
Oh, tell me.
We actually, you know, I ain't gonna talk about the whole story, but we actually found some of my friends and I found someone's phone who we actually had been in contact with earlier.
Okay.
Found her phone.
Okay. Oh, her phone. Here we go.
One of the friends that I was with went through the phone, and there was all kinds of pictures of her.
It can happen.
Needless to say, we liked her a whole lot more.
I bet you did.
Before we gave the phone.
Well, let me tell you, I have a business connection, affiliate. We're in a woman's business owners group together. And, you know, as I mentioned on the show last week, I became a grandmother last week. So I handed her my phone, right? And she is a photographer. Why does woman go swiping through my phone? I was like, no, sister, stop. I was
just look at the one you were
horrified. I was you know, here's two. That's good. And she was like, do you have more?
Too.
And she was literally swiping through my phone.
No.
I was like, no, that's okay. Let me get that back for you.
You can't just go through people's phones. You're going to see something you don't want to see.
You're really going to hurt your feelings. But anyway, we're kind of getting off track a little bit. The point is that when you're sexting, the first tip we suggest, don't show your face, because anything can happen and then you're identified, right?
And if you do show your face, just be prepared,
right?
Just be ready for what can happen.
Now, what I didn't know, I didn't realize that there were women who actually showed their face. I don't know, that's another reason we're doing the show, is that, you know, I was talking with some friends and they were saying, wait, you don't show your face in the picture? I'm like, are you crazy? No. You're not going to tie my body parts to my face.
Right.
No.
I get it.
It's not going to happen. And I understand that for the full visual effect for the gentleman, you might feel the desire to show your face.
Mm-hmm.
But guys,
I understand.
Ricardo, do you really care?
No, not really.
Exactly.
You can just send a picture of the ass and we're
we can send one breast.
Yes.
You don't even have to have both breasts in the picture.
just one.
The big one. The big one. Not the small one. Send us the big one. Now you might have one big and one bigger. Send us bigger. And we're good. You already know me, I'm like an ass man.
Yeah,
so just send me a picture of
both
the
cheeks.
Yeah, both cheeks and the crack, and I'm just like,
but,
yes,
you know,
praise God.
But in terms of sexting, if it's something you're comfortable with, if it's something that you want to have fun with, there are ways to do it. You can be flirty about it. You can not even show skin. Like, you know, you can have on lacy underwear. Just have a ball with it if it's something that you choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just be careful to whom you're sending these pictures. And also, I mean, I recently came across a situation where someone actually took video of someone doing, you know, a sex act on them unbeknownst to the woman who was performing the act. Now that's grimy, that's different. But if you are participating willingly in the act, have a blast with it, have fun. I still say don't show your face. You know, if you got a mole or, you know, some distinguishing mark, it's not that big of a, I don't think that's as big of a deal. I have a beauty mark on one features. Of my butt cheeks. I don't have a problem with
there,
showing
there
that.
There are a lot of guys who have those hidden cameras.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
In their rooms.
They use their phone and they don't discuss
it
with you.
Some videos in the gym and guys are like, look,
that's great. And the woman didn't know.
No, she had no
idea. I would be mortified if someone did that to me.
But I wouldn't carry it like I was mortified when I found out. I'd be like, oh, so you just wanted to remember because that's the last time you were going to have
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the only memory you're going to have.
And I'm going to take that memory with me now as the police haul you away. Wow. But anyway, so we're going to wrap this up really quickly and just say our online dating tip of the week for our Don't Do What We Did dating tip of the week is that if you're going to sext, have fun with it. Really strongly advise against using your face, even if you're sending it to your spouse. Phones get lost, things happen. If you make pictures that you keep in the house, you know, keep them out of kids' hands, can hide them well. Mm-hmm. Belle has a story to tell.
No, I was just going to add, and if you have an Android phone and you are taking photos with your Android phone and it's connected to your Google account, it will upload pictures automatically.
Right. That's right.
Now, they
be
might
careful.
Not be automatically shared if you did not set it up to automatically load to your Google photo gallery, but it will upload.
Be careful. Wow. So it's dangerous out here in these mean streets with these smartphones that are a little too smart.
You're a little too smart.
So have fun with sexting if it's what you choose to do. We're going to go take some pictures now. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Seriously, we are going to talk online dating tonight, and we are going to take a quick break. Y'all have anything else to talk about before we take this break?
Don't be afraid to online date. We'll talk about that
when we come back on the other side. Welcome back to They Met Online, the show where we're talking about what you're thinking about. We wanted to let you know that you can join the conversation tonight at 202-629-3746. Again, our number is 202-629-3746. You can follow us along at the hashtag TMO Live, TMOLIVE. And you can hit us up. Okay, we're working on that. Y'all need to stop breathing on these mics before y'all melt them.
Somebody already breathed on this joint before
Don't
me.
Don't start.
Yeah, this
anyway,
joint smelling like
stop
burnt
it.
Potato chips.
Stop. Like, no, anyway. But, you know, if you want to join the conversation, obviously you can also hit us up on Twitter or on Facebook at They Met Online. We have a caller on the line. We're talking online dating.
Really?
Hi, caller. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
We're awesome. Hey, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Oh, God, you know who this is, Michelle. It's Ghana.
I knew it.
Hi,
Ghana. How are you?
How are you?
We're awesome. You're on in live with Ricardo and Belle and me. Welcome
hey,
to
Ghana.
The show. So online.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So do tell. What piqued your interest about the online dating topic tonight?
Oh, God. Well, you know, since I met you guys, I was like, because, you know, I had never done the online dating thing. I had done it once, but, you know, it was kind of like a, you know, very, very brief 1 week online. I was like, okay, I'm bored with this. So I decided to kind of plunge in. And it's been quite disappointing.
Oh, why?
It's been very disappointing. I just, you know, and I've evaluated a few times to see if you know, perhaps my standards are too high or perhaps I'm expecting too much and that I should kind of just, you know, look at it as, you know, kind of I'm going to a bar and there's a bunch of people there and I can take my pick from it versus having very specific things that I'm looking for. But, you know, that's just who I am. Like, if I know what moves me, so I'm not going to waste time. I wouldn't waste time talking to somebody that I met in the bar if I recognized that, you know, he wasn't up to par. So the online dating experience has been the same. And I just think that it's been annoying to me because I took, you know, great care in crafting my profile, picking my pictures, you know, making, you know, having other people read it to make sure that it read right and it was the best representation of me and that there were no typos and it was grammatically correct. Because that's just, you know, I think that when you put yourself out there, you should put your best self forward. And, you know, I literally find myself going through and I, you know, get the you know, the matches of the day. And I've been doing it for 3 months. And out of every, I, you know, typically I get them every other day. And it's usually about 10 people. Mm-hmm. Out of a week, maybe one.
Mm-hmm. So do you find that the people are not who they say they are? What is it about the whole interaction?
I haven't even interacted with very many because, I mean, I'm a stickler. I'm a bit of a grammarian. So if I read typos and...
Right, you're done. Delete. Delete.
delete. Because I believe that, you know, this is the first impression. And I believe you only get one chance to make a first impression. So if you're so reckless with your first impression, you're not someone that I want to be bothered with. So, you know, you automatically get deleted. And then, you know, just the few people that I've had dialogue with, people, you know, I'm a stickler for keeping your word. If I can't call you, if I say I'm going to call you, I'm going to call you. And if something prevents me from calling, I'm going to text and say, you know, sorry, I'm not able to talk to you, but something came up. Let's talk at another time.
Right.
I'll do that. I just do that just in general. Mm-hmm. And people don't do that. It's like if you, you know, connect with somebody like, okay, we're going to talk, and then you don't hear from them, I'm like, okay, well, you get deleted as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, I don't know what it is because it feels like, for me, the online dating experience for me has been, it just gives men another level of anonymity to act like, can we cuss?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, assholes.
To act like assholes. It just gives them another layer of anonymity. So because they're not meeting you face to face, they can be assholes online.
So here's my question. Are you finding that they are any different from the guys that you've met in real life, or are they different? So in other words, you went online because you were not meeting guys that you really liked in person as well, right?
Yeah.
So the guys online, are they any different from the guys
you were
meeting online?
I think it's pretty much the same.
Because that's what I was going to say, that really there might be something to be said about geography or the age range or date range, you know, the dating.
Well,
men, period.
I have a pretty wide geography, and that was one of the things that I did when I went online, that I wasn't going to limit myself to my geographical area because I'm like, I know a lot of people.
Right.
So I'm like, if you live in the city that I live in and I haven't met you or dated you or a friend of mine hasn't met you or dated you, there aren't that many eligible single men in New York. So if either I haven't dated you or a friend of mine hasn't dated you or know you to introduce me, you're not worth dating. So I have completely, you know, I've not eliminated them, but it's been true because I've had very, very few, you know, men from New York that have even been worthy of me even, you know, looking at that profile. So I've dated, you know, I've met people and interacted with men as far, you know, as Texas and Chicago and D.C. and Maryland, Virginia and Florida. And, you know, a couple of we've connected because I travel for work. So if I happen to be in one of those cities and, you know, I'll meet them. But I don't think that they're much. Well, they're not much different because the ones that I choose to interact with are not much different just because they're the kind of person that I'm attracted to. But I think that their behaviors are a little bit different because of the level of anonymity. I mean, typically guys that I meet through work or through something social, so the chance of them running into me is pretty great. So they try not to act like assholes in case they have to bump into me again. But with online, because they, you know, we're anonymous, so they can do whatever they want to do because they'll never meet me or they'll never bump into me again.
I have a question for you, and, you know, definitely I just want you to hear it with an open mind and take it, you know, how you want to take it. With regard to grammar and misspelling, if someone is speaking to you and they use the words properly, say the words properly, put them in the proper context and syntax, et cetera, you don't know that they're a bad speller, right? We all know doctors who can't spell, but they're still doctors. They're still probably very well spoken. I find that, unfortunately, especially in our text era, that I come across a lot of people who their spelling is not the best.
But you could be typing fast and
or they're just, you know, they just, they do the their thing, the your, the two. There are certain things that I would say if you come across people who the spelling and the grammar is not really there, are you willing, if they have other pieces, to maybe give those folks at least a shot, or one or two of them a shot, to have a conversation by phone, or begin to, you know, converse or communicate in writing? Is that something that you think you can do?
And
or
I have.
Be willing to do?
And I have. And it's not like, you know, I know that I'm, you know, I'll type quickly in text, and sometimes I'll you know, misspell things, but you know what I'm saying is your profile is your very first thing. So I would think that just like when you're going out on a date, you make sure you take a shower, you make sure you put
on
cologne, you make sure you put on deodorant, so you know that you're putting the best representation of yourself. I view the profile as that.
Yeah,
so
but
the profile is you're going out.
Everybody
you wrote it. So you this is you know, so if you have words that are if you have no punctuation, you just have sentences that run on, you're using, you know, that to me just shows a lack of care.
No, I
and
understand.
That to me, is indicative of who you are. So there are some that I've said, okay, well, it's not so bad. And there are other things that they, you know, that they've said that are in their profile that speak to me, and I've gone out with them. And that's been the disappointing part, that it's like, you know what, I really should have listened to my, you know, my inner voice that said you were really someone who didn't take care with things, because then they'll do things that give me an indication that they really don't take care.
That's possible.
Of things. They'll, you know, and so it's, yeah, I mean, those things are signs. You know, I think that some of the, that, you know, I believe in listening to red flags, and I think that some of those things are red flags. I think that you wouldn't go out for a date without taking a shower.
Right.
So you shouldn't put stuff out there that's not the best representation of
So Ghana, are you going to continue the online date, or
you
pretty much done?
I'm done.
Yeah, I can understand that. And sometimes you do need to take that break. I think it's interesting. We're actually, my sister Maya put up a TED Talk on our page today that was really interesting. If you get a chance, check it out. This woman, Amy Webb, did a TED Talk about how she went behind the scenes and did the algorithm and found her perfect match. Now, I'm not a mathematician, and I'm going to do some more research on her, because I think we need to figure out a way to find out how she did that. And if you're not a math person, she figured out how to find her perfect match, and she found her husband, and they have a kid. She has to be working for somebody's online dating site.
Right.
But, you know, at this point, Ghana, I think it sounds like you've done all the right things. And one of the things we like to say is that, number one, at any given time, there are over 1,500 sites in North America. And maybe there are sites that maybe, instead of the more mainstream sites, maybe think about some of your interests and go to a niche site where there are people who have interests similar to yours.
Exactly.
It could be anything from art to working out to bike riding to cheese to you name it. It's out there that might be a better route to take, because at least then you have a language in common that you speak, whether it's around fromage or whatever. But it's a start. Right.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I think
that's actually something. Yeah, that's a good idea, because I've not done that, because I hadn't intended to do, you know, I was just like, you know, if I meet somebody, I meet somebody. But then, you know, after, you know, kind of following you guys, I was like, you know what, there might be something to this. I said, well, you know, you can't knock it until you've tried it.
Right.
So I said, let me go on and give it a yeoman's try. And
we appreciate, you know, we really appreciate that. Because I remember when we met you like almost 2 years, you know, it's been over 2 years ago now. And we were at an event where we were talking about online dating. And, you know, the thing about it is, I would say the other piece of advice I would give you is to, you know, like you said, follow your gut, take your time. But remember, it's a supplement. It's not the end all. But you already know this. You know, I'm definitely more so saying this for the other people listening in the same situation. Do not put all of your dating eggs in the online basket. Definitely keep yourself open. Do not sequester yourself in the house in front of your computer with Cheetos and your pajamas.
Not a good thing.
Really. It is a supplement, too. It's an addition, too. It's a way to expand your horizons. So,
Yeah,
thank you so much for calling. You got to keep us. Let us know what sites you find out there around your interests and keep us posted and definitely keep us posted.
I definitely will.
Thank you so much for your support. It's great talking to you.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So I think, you know, with Ghana's situation, absolutely. I mean, she's a gorgeous woman, really well-educated, smart, into the arts. I mean, I adore Ghana. Okay. So I really think that it is a really good opportunity for
maybe
her to look
in. Maybe she's intimidating because she has, like, the total
package. Does she intimidate
you?
Would a total package woman intimidate you?
Not really, but I mean,
you think that might be?
I could see how people would be intimidated by her.
Do you think it could come across in your online dating communique?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Have you read profiles of women that you felt like,
that
might be a lot
even,
for me? I don't think
I wouldn't even try because there's no way I would have a chance. And I'm sure people think like that.
Now, people are going to have mixed feelings.
Me?
You know what? I can't with you.
Me?
Yeah.
It's something different.
Go ahead. Remember, do you remember what I said my profession was on my profile?
Yeah, you said you were a writer.
Exactly.
And you did that purposely because you didn't want to intimidate people.
I didn't want to intimidate
people.
And
then you didn't want the money-hungry people to come by.
Exactly.
Thinking that you were a lawyer, you made a certain amount of money, and they could get
they make
you
assumptions.
And
there's so many, or I'm argumentative. I mean, there are so many assumptions made with being a lawyer. And I know what's funny is the men all over there. I'm a lawyer. I'm a doctor. I'm an Indian chief.
Right,
because
that's what men do.
Right, exactly. What were you gonna say, Belle? Oh, I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off.
Oh no, I don't know what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. What were you going to say, Ricardo?
Yeah, and then you got the men who put pictures of their homes
and their cars
standing in front
and
of
them
a nice
stacks
car.
Of money and foolishness.
Yeah.
Foolishness
but see,
and
this
carrying
is,
on.
This is the way men think, and the women think the way they think.
Yeah, I know. But for me, but there are women, I'm assuming. I assume you see women who say lawyer on their profile. It was just
me.
Definitely. And I feel more like a writer than a lawyer, so that's true.
Yeah, that's your passion.
Yeah, it is.
So that's what you should put
it
down.
It is. Yeah. I think we have
don't
another.
Don't put lawyer down
there anymore.
Don't put that.
Okay, I won't. Hi, caller. Welcome to They Met Online. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Who's calling?
Monique.
Hi, Monique. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
We got New York is all up in the house tonight.
New York is in the house.
So, Monique, tell us what's going on.
I had tried online dating before, and I decided to try it again. My first, one of my first experiences was this guy who ended up being a scam artist. But what I've started doing is I have a separate email account for that. That's, you know, this way they don't have my full name, they don't have really any identification of who I am. And that to me works better. I do agree with the previous caller insofar as when I read a profile, I look at the grammatical errors and how they're presenting themselves because she's true, that she's telling the truth insofar as that's the first thing that we see, you know. And my profile, I took a lot of time to develop it, and I say, yes, I'm very blunt about what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a white man because for some reason those are the only ones that will answer my profile.
And
if I see someone who has the money and all, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for your soul, your heart, and
connection.
Right.
So that's how I'm doing it.
Yeah, so honestly, I really am becoming a stronger and stronger proponent for the niche sites to sit down and think about your interests, whether it be music or prints or, you know.
I
don't know why I would say prints. I have no idea. I might know my cousin a little bit.
Wow.
But, I think that I believe that if you take some time and think about what it is you're looking for, you know, we have people go through this exercise no matter what type of site they want to sign up for, is really think about yourself and what it is you hope to find. But I take the next level to be, what are my interests? What are things that I really enjoy discussing with people? What would I like to do with someone? Jazz in the park. You know, like I said before, cheese. I mean, it could be anything. You'd be surprised these niche sites that are out there. And we have some things in the works to try and help people identify those. But, you know, to really think about ways that you can meet people who are interested in those topics, right, and getting away from some of the top 10 matchup sites.
And go ahead. And Monique, what you were saying about like the scam artists and things like that, I think what we have to do when we write our profiles is give just enough information, but don't give too much.
Oh, definitely.
Because there are people out there that will sit and become exactly who you, what your profile says.
I always say giving them a roadmap to your heart.
Pretty much.
And actually, I didn't, because I'm very careful. I'm not very comfortable about telling anybody too much about myself or what I like and so on and so forth, because I know then that's the representative that you're going to.
Right. You're going to find that person. Right.
Yep. Right.
Exactly.
So this individual, he was sending me poetry and so on and so forth. And then he was talking about, you know, his mother is over here and so on and so on. And then it came down to, oh, I need money to help my mother get an operation. I'm like, really? I said, well, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You should start a Kickstarter buddy.
This is before you guys even met and hung out anything.
No, we had not met anything. So to me, it was like,
thankfully,
one of those, oh, send money to this post office, you know, the scams that you see on the news all the time.
But you'd be surprised how many people fall for that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people fall for that.
Yeah. I mean, so. I think that that's really what it is. I'm glad that your BS meter went up with that one.
Right.
And that's
the
good thing about having interaction before you meet face-to-face sometimes, so you can really get to know a little bit about the person or their show their colors pretty early on. So that was good. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
I would say, go ahead.
No, the other thing is anybody that pushes too quickly
to
meet. That's a definite. Don't contact me anymore. I'm done.
Well, that one that one I'm actually a proponent of meeting sooner rather than later. But I move really quickly from online to the phone to meeting face to face
because
if they pass the phone test,
right?
Like
right.
This guy didn't sound like he passed the phone test.
No, but
for
I'm
you.
Just saying in general what I've had is I want to take you know that. We've had one conversation online. Oh, I want to take you out. No.
Phone conversation.
I mean. Yes.
Yeah, there has to be a phone conversation.
Yeah,
but Michelle and
we
actually met
the same day.
Pretty quickly.
The same day we actually interacted. Yeah.
So, but we did speak on the phone.
Yeah,
and
that was
we met
required,
in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sat and talked next to the homeless person.
And then I went home and called you, Monique, and told you how funny looking this dude was.
Yeah, I was old funny looking dude.
Yeah. I remember the whole thing. Okay.
Except for the funny looking part.
Yeah,
I know you remember.
Anyway, no, but back to you, because this is not about us. So, but in terms of, you know, the quick to meet. Yeah. I mean, I think what it is it's not about quick to meet, slow to meet, you know, quick to call, slow to call. It is how you feel. It is moving at a pace that is comfortable for you.
Right.
And if someone is pushing you or you feel otherwise pushed or pressured, then you give them the signal, hey, look, you know, this is moving a little more quickly than I think I'm ready for right now. And then let them, you know, adjust accordingly or not.
Right.
And if they don't, they need to move on and you've dodged a bullet.
Right. And in real life, no one asks you for money before you even meet. That's just like, you know, really? You're asking me to send you some money?
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Where the hell do you think I'm from?
I think it's really hard. And again, I'm gonna talk to you offline as well just to look at the niche site stuff and see if there are some interesting people that
niche.
I like saying that word.
I'm going to start saying
that. Yes, you should. All as long as you use it properly. Here we go.
If I see niche on Facebook...
You're going to see it.
You'll see it.
He's going to call me. He's going to call me before he writes it so he spells it properly so you and Ghana don't curse him out.
Actually, I'm going to look it up and use spell check.
Oh,
so it will be right.
It's not with an E.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Niche. Yeah. The niche sites.
It's not any.
No, it is an E. E. It's just in the middle. It's not N E.
Yeah, I don't want you guys talking about.
And
me.
We will. So Monique, hopefully we've given you some insight. We're gonna go ahead and wrap up. But do you have anything other questions?
Oh no, I just wanted to share, some of the things that I've experienced, and just let you know I haven't given up on it.
Good.
I'm just really very careful.
It the exact right way. You're definitely doing it the right way. Yeah. Just got to follow your gut. Follow your gut.
So, Monique, when you come into the show to hang out with us and speak a little bit more about online dating.
Let me know.
Whatever.
We will.
Whatever you want to talk about.
You know how to contact me.
We definitely do. We love you. Thank you
love
so
you guys.
Much.
All right, Monique.
Have a good night.
Bye. Good night.
Bye, Scandal bye. Night.
Scandal.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye bye.
If you'd like to join the show, you can give us a call at 202-629-3746. Again, the number's 202-629-3746. Okay, so the main question that we get asked when we go out and talk about online dating is, what's the best site for me? Right. I'm just going to answer that.
Bigbooty.com. No, I'm just playing.
Whatever. Anyway, like I said already.
Millionaires only.
They
got sugar baby. They got sugar mamas. Maya posted a message she got. Did you see the message? We can put it on. I told her to put it on. They met online. She got propositioned for a gentleman who would like to take care of her financially.
I saw that.
In exchange for certain
why I can't get
favors.
Those why I don't get those type of messages.
I don't know, maybe because the last chick you were with put your penis online, right? Isn't that what you wanted her to
damn,
do?
Right,
so now you don't get the calls from for the money.
If she put that online, I get all types of calls.
You know what? I'm gonna need you to simmer down over there.
Oh my God. But in terms of picking a site, I really am becoming more and more of a fan. I mean, I've heard of people meeting because of their love of horseback riding, working out, you name it, there's a site for it. Right. And I think it's really cool that you can meet people who kind of have the same interests as you. It's a great way to begin a conversation with people who are somewhat like-minded, people who you probably wouldn't cross paths with in other situations.
Myself and Michelle probably would have never met.
Oh, that would have been such a sad thing had we never met.
Look at us now.
Oh,
now, if I see a profile and somebody has a picture with them and a monkey, she just stole my heart. Now I'm going to call her.
I can't.
I'm going to send her a
We're
message.
We're going to see
and I think I'm in love right then and there because I love monkeys.
He loves monkeys.
I love baby monkeys. Don't have no gorilla in the picture
with
you, though.
Take a gorilla.
Just have a baby monkey.
Compete with looking
and
like
you
him.
Got me.
All right, so that's the first thing. The second thing is that
real?
Monkey love.
Can it be stuffed?
No, I can't be no stuffed.
Can
monkey.
I put
I
both
a
of y'all in the corner
baby
right now?
Chimp. Oh,
people have tuned in, not with the awes. Stop it. Not tonight. People have tuned in for some good information, and y'all are on. All right,
okay.
We will show no more personality for the rest of the show.
No baby monkeys.
No baby monkeys or monkey
you
meats
gotta say monkey.
Or any kind
not
of monkey.
Monkey.
Anything. Monkey. I can't with you.
Monkey.
Last week, did you hear him? He was like, blog. He did that whole DC blog.
Yeah.
He was like, Allery came on the show. He was like, and she has a blog. I'm like,
really?
What? Did like
that,
he said
it
like that.
Way you say
anyway, so back. One of the other things that we hear is that people don't feel like people online are who they say they are.
Yeah.
But you get the same thing in the street. Somebody
you
will
do,
tell you anything.
But they can tell you anything, but when you actually meet them, that's the person that you meet.
I understand that.
Online,
and you can,
I have
you can
met...
you can figure that out online, too.
Tyler Perry has sent me a message saying he's in Maryland and
what?
He wants to meet
you. Tyler Perry will never want to meet you in person.
I got one
so
from Idris Elba. I got one from Idris Elba.
For real?
Did
know.
You?
Yeah. Man, when I'm going to get one from Halle Berry?
You want one from Sanaa. Hey. I thought you wanted one from Sanaa
well, pretty much. Halle Berry, I just threw that out there.
So,
Sanaa, you
know,
send me a message.
We can tell you really quickly the ways to weed out the foolishness. Number one, if all their pictures are of skies, themes, things, and other celebrities, there's a problem. Either they're married, they're not who they say they are, there's something wrong with them, they have issues with their own physicality, all of which can be red flags for you. They're hiding something. Right. If you choose to go down that path, just understand that you're going and entering at your own risk. The second thing is, like Ricardo just said, you're never going to meet these people. Generally speaking, the people who don't show profile pics or show profile pics of someone else or something to that effect will always have an excuse to not meet you in person.
I got to work.
Don't fall in love with somebody who's just sent you a picture.
And a
don't
rose
get catfished.
Please.
Don't get catfished.
But that's real. It's really real, but actually happening to
you
people,
and,
though.
Yeah, you watch the show? Do you watch the show?
I have watched the show several
do
times.
Do not fall in love with someone unless, I mean, you guys got to meet. Yeah,
and this is why we were saying to Monique. Now, see, here's the balance, right? Because we have one caller, Ghana, who says, I've expanded my geographic range, and I'm willing to talk
which
to people in Texas,
thing. That's a great
et cetera.
Thing.
But what that does, generally speaking for the average person, is will now prolong the amount of time before that first meeting, generally, face-to-face, unless you travel a lot for work or something like that, right? So thereby having more time to bond, quote unquote,
and
by
build,
phone
and build the lie
and electronic communication. Right. But here's what I will say. I've done things like made somebody take a picture of themselves in that moment on the spot. Oh, you cooking grits for your daughter? Show me the grits. Show me you, show me the daughter.
Right.
Okay. And they send them rapid fire to me on a Saturday morning. Okay, we can continue this conversation. In
so
this
if
day
not,
and
then
age,
what?
We have Skype.
Do do?
We have Skype in this day and age. We have FaceTime on our phones if you have an iPhone. There are ways to interact with people without having to be in their physical presence.
Right.
You know, so use technology. I mean, you're meeting online. Use technology to your advantage if you can't meet one another face to face.
How soon is too soon to Skype with someone?
Well, if you have all your clothes on, it's never too soon.
Right. I've had people hit me and want to, I don't Skype or anything like that, but
yeah, you
I've had people hit me immediately like, you got Skype?
Yeah.
Right. Skype.
Right.
And I'm like, no. They're like, okay, well, we can't talk. No
right. Because they
and
don't
I
believe
am who
you
I
are.
Say I am.
Right. Well,
I am.
Physically.
What? What is
anyway.
His profile said he was sane. I'm sorry.
Sane?
Anyway, continue. Continue. Continue.
I'm confused again.
All right, never mind. Yeah, the point being, if you get catfished, there's no excuse to get catfished in terms of how someone looks. Now, someone can also lie to you about their marital status, so let's talk about that.
Definitely,
I've had that happen to me.
Marital
and
status.
And that has happened live and in person and online. So, you know, people can lie about their status. No matter whether you meet them online
or in
person.
Club.
Yeah, because I mean, we frequented this bar that was very popular on Friday nights, and I met him there several times, and never once did I ever think that he was married, got involved, and then he introduced me to the fact that he had to go home because his wife was looking for him. And I don't think he realized he said it, you know, initially until after. And I was like, you're what? Yeah. And needless to say, that was a long conversation of me kind of like yelling at him. Like, because you
lighten
take away my
up,
choice.
Basically.
You take away my choice. It's one thing for me to know that you're married and decide to deal with you. It's another for you to make the decision for me. And then your wife is knocking on my door.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
So,
sorry.
With that,
no, it's
there are ways that you can tell. Number one, ask the question. And I literally, I remember. Remember I was on that date, and it was probably like 6 months ago, and this guy seemed cool, took me out. We went to play billiards, and I looked at him. He told me he was divorced, right? And he said he had a kid at home. He's divorced, though. So I said, okay, what about, is there anyone, because I was starting to, you know, dig him. We were having a good time. We're drinking, shooting pools, talking. He seems really interesting. And something made me say, is there anyone who thinks you're their man? He said, I can't control what other people think.
That's true.
Let me rephrase.
That's true to a point.
Is there anyone on the planet with whom you share a household who is not your child?
Oh, and Dad, see, you rephrased it.
I had to. Mm-hmm. This was someone who was clearly slimy. So we had already discussed, according to him, he was single. According to him, he was divorced. According to him, he did have a kid at home. Mm. So I had to keep asking because something, there was just something. And it's again, like how Ghana said, you listen to that little voice, right? Like, you got to listen to that inner voice. Monique said the same thing. We all say the same thing. Oprah says it, right? It's that little voice inside of you. Listen to it. And something told me with him that I needed to ask this question again. And so I did. So when I said, do you live with anyone with whom, you know, who is not your child? And then he said, yes, my son's mother lives with me. My son and his mother live with me. I was like, so what you're saying is you're a family in the household together, right? What is this? Your son and his mother live with you.
But Michelle, you already pretty much knew because you wouldn't have asked all of that.
Right. It was something telling me. But yeah, then he says, didn't we discuss this?
What sparked
me to say this was that exactly what Leah said. No, brother, you did not tell me this. You took my choice away. Right. I have to excavate like I'm some archaeologist to try to figure out if you are single or not. And we shouldn't have to go through all of that.
But you don't want to live with that choice anyway.
But the point is, let me make the decision. I would have walked away. Right. And I did walk away. I made a phone call. I got picked up from that date, walked out at that moment.
I was so angry.
No, somebody else picked me up.
Oh, okay.
But I was angry. Right. I was so angry because it was a lie. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you were working that night. So anyway, because, you know, of course, we're going to go right into safety since Ricardo just raised that point.
Safety.
So basically, all my friends going on my dates with me.
For sure. We do.
Michelle is like
we don't hear
the
from
safest
her for
person
a certain time.
In the world. She's done some shit that I ain't never had done to me before.
Pictures of licenses.
My damn license plate has been texted to her sister. Full name, birth date, social security
description
number.
Of last
Michelle
known
Vicious.
Outfit.
I don't play. Look, Michelle, like I said, Vicious. We meet online. I am my most prized possession. Me.
But the first thing, we met in a public place.
We met in a public place. I did get in his car. And of course, you know what I'm going to say. I got in his car because he was cute, right? Okay.
Pretty much.
Cute people can be axe murderers, too. Yeah. So
Ted Bundy.
And men, you can get set up all day
long. Yes,
yes. See, we think we're men. It is what it is. I got this girl on it. I can go meet her anywhere. Okay. Go meet her at her apartment. And you pull into that dark complex and somebody run up in your car and rob you.
Mm-hmm.
Happens all the time.
We know people, men, whose jewelry has been stolen from their homes by women who they met online.
Robbed.
They've been robbed.
Shot at.
Yeah. Some women try to stay in the bed and are like, you go ahead and you go to work and I'll let myself out.
Really?
No.
I just met your ass.
Right. We might have had sex.
Where the hell they do that at?
In the
get
movie.
Your ass up and leave when I leave.
Exactly.
You dig.
But again, women, let me just run down a couple quick safety tips because we're running short on time. In terms of safety, as Ricardo mentioned, I definitely am always protective of myself. I will meet people in public. If I do get in your car before the door closes behind me, I am taking a picture of your license plate before I get in. I'm taking a picture of your driver's license and texting it to my friends. I am making sure that you are who you say you are. I have people who are like, well, which one you want to see? Because my address is different on this one or that one. I'm like, both. And the reason I say this, I've never had someone say no. Never, ever, ever.
And when they say no, there's a problem.
If they say no, there's a problem. They can't ensure that you're safe and that you feel comfortable on a date, then there's a problem and there's somebody who I don't need to go any further with.
And someone who wants you to be safe will go out of their way to make sure you feel comfortable.
Right. And like I said, we wrote the book called Don't Do What We Did. Yes, I've said a number of times I've gotten into cars with men. Yeah. I know other women get in cars with men, but at least if you're going to do it, be safe. I don't just haphazardly get into the car. I think it's really important that you take care of yourself and follow your gut. have your phone with you. Make sure your phone is fully charged. Make sure that you tell your friends where you're going, who you're meeting. I have sent by email the profile. I came across some old profiles in my mail cleaning it out the other day from guys who I went on dates with back in 2011, and I'd sent their profiles to my sister via email. Mm-hmm. I send their screen names. I send pictures of them. I'm just giving you, you don't have to do all of this. I don't do all of it with every person. I do some things depending on the circumstances, but I want to make sure that you have as much information as possible.
And yeah, we say that to say, if Michelle come up missing, believe me, there will be a damn whole search party looking for her ass. Dogs, motherfucking...
Well, I mean, we all have a starting point. Yeah. So, I mean, some people really experience this. They don't realize it until it actually happens to someone in their family. Yeah. That they ask them, what were they wearing? You know, things like that. Where were they going? I don't know. She just said she was going out, or he just said he was hanging out with friends. So.
That shit ain't happening with Michelle.
And let's be clear. I mean, I'm not trying to act holier than thou either. I've had sex on a first date, right? Yeah. But it's about safety. It's about following your gut. It's about doing the things. This is not about judgment. I'm just very, very want to stress the importance of safety, because I really want people to be safe out here.
And we've actually made all the mistakes. So just, and that's why we can tell you about it. Because you need to learn from what we've done wrong. So you don't have to do it.
Right.
I have a funny story.
Okay, go ahead.
To bring us back to
a dating experience. Talk about sex. Oh, we're going to slide to sex, so go ahead.
Oh, it's not about sex.
Oh,
well,
okay.
He was hoping
it was about sex.
Oh, shit.
I met a guy online. This is a few years ago, and we both lived in the same area, so we decided to meet at the parking lot of BJ's. We had exchanged online, and then we graduated to the phone, and then we decided to meet to go to dinner, and he wanted to pick me up from my house, and I said, no, let's meet somewhere, and then we can go, and then, you know, whatever. Date went fine. I was looking really nice.
I know, that's right.
We get back to my car, and he goes to hug me.
Mm-hmm.
And he sticks his hand down his pants, and he starts to please himself while trying to hug me. And I kind of like freaked out in the parking lot, because I was like, oh my God,
who does this?
Hey, but some
and
people
he was like, but you
that.
Look so good. You know, he was like, you wore this top just to turn me on. I was like, I'm sorry, but I've never met anyone who would actually start to stroke their own penis
in the
parking lot under bright lights in the parking lot because you got a hug.
You liked it a little bit.
I did not. Uh-oh. I actually was freaked out.
That'll freak somebody out.
Because it wasn't like a, I'm really feeling you.
Right. It was weird.
Like, that seemed normal.
He has issues.
And he actually got angry with me for my reaction.
He got angry though?
He got angry because he was like, you're fucking up my high. And I said, you are fucking nuts. So I'm gonna go. I got in my car and I drove. Like, I mean, it was like a scene out of Knight Rider. Dust behind. And he kept trying to call me. Right. I was like, no. Right. And I actually knew his frat brother. I found out how small the world is. So I happened to talk to his frat brother, and he asked me, how was the day? And I told him, he was like, oh my God, I am so embarrassed.
That is embarrassing.
He never set you up with that freak.
He didn't set me up.
No,
it was just a small world
out.
because I had seen him, and I said, you know, I met somebody who's a blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
He was like, what's his name? Because, you know, we know everybody, you know, and it ended up that they knew each other.
Wow.
That was my story.
That's a hell of a story. We're going to go out on that story. So we're going to wrap this conversation. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to come back in a minute. We got another song for you.
Watching me.
That was Rockwell with a little bit of Michael Jackson.
Y'all remember that joint?
I always feel
y'all
like
remember
somebody's
that damn Jerry
watching.
Curl too.
Based on Belle's story, we thought that'd be a good song for that. Of course, we had Call Me earlier on with Sky. We wanted to say we appreciate all of our listeners, all of our callers.
Definitely.
And we're going to keep having these conversations about online dating because we realize we never get to cover everything.
No,
we will
never.
Talk about sex. We will talk about love.
Sex.
We will talk about kids. I know you want to talk
we
about sex.
We know we wanted to talk
we do.
About
no,
sex.
We definitely wanted to talk about sex because sex
very
is important.
Very
important.
Need it.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to segue because tonight our... Tonight, Scandal Night. We're finishing by 10 o'clock, y'all. So there is no overlap. But, you know, our station mates, Palatini, Aisha, and Danielle Moody Mills, we are heading over to their red carpet DC Scandal Watch DC party. Mm-hmm. We are very excited.
Yes.
We're heading over to Jen so that we can at least catch maybe the last 45 minutes of the premiere of Scandal and hang out with some politicos because it is DC. So they're politics, we're sex, and you go right into politics and sex on Scandal right after us. But tonight, you know, again, we want to thank Monique and Ghana for calling in. In terms of online dating, I think our biggest tips are have fun with it. Be yourself.
Be honest about what it is you're looking for in the beginning.
Be honest about what you're willing to accept. Don't compromise. Dating is dating, whether you meet online or offline. Dating is dating. Stick to your gut. But give yourself some flexibility, too.
Yeah.
Be safe. Be safe.
Be safe. Have fun. Let it be a supplement to, not your end all be all.
Please, don't put. Yeah, go ahead. That was good. I was just like, please. I was agreeing with you.
Oh, you
was
agreeing with me. Okay. So you know, tonight where they do that at? If you check out our Facebook and our Twitter, for whatever reason, this woman, and the reason we're posting it is because it's a woman, was a process server, man wasn't home, and she decided to urinate in between his cars in his driveway, which he caught on surveillance, and instead of calling the police, he put it on YouTube.
Maybe she just had to go to the bathroom.
Nah, man. If you watch the video, she like walks around, goes down the driveway, and apparently there was a porta potty at the next house because they were doing construction. He said she was just pissed or something that he wasn't home. His surveillance camera happened to let him
where?
In between his cars on his driveway. The man said I was just thankful that he was able to hose it off. But definitely take a look at it again. You know, you could kind of expect this from guys, but this is like a middle-aged, older white lady. I'm very confused about this whole thing, which then leads us to the question. Where they do that at?
Where the hell they do that at?
So you can check us out on Facebook or Twitter. You know, we really appreciate you listening. If you enjoy the show, please share it. If you're listening by iTunes or Stitcher, please give us a review. Give us 5 stars. Let us know what you think of the show. If you don't like it, definitely tell us. Follow us on Twitter at They Met Online. Hit us up on Facebook. We're going to get out of here and head out to Palatini to our Scandal party. Do either of you have any parting words?
Bye-bye.
Next week, we will be talking soulmates with Nando from Nandoism. Tonight, my quote is, love is the whole thing. We are only pieces. Rumi, peace.
Hey.
We had to play computer love. We had to play computer love, didn't we? All right. Later.
Computer love.